Hallelujah. Norman Rockwell has a painting, and I always like to find his paintings to be interesting and to look at them, but he has one painting of a firehouse, and in the firehouse, he's painted the firemen in between the alarms, sitting around the firehouse playing checkers. They're polishing the truck, making the brass on the truck to shine. The truck is bright red. Their firemen are entertaining wide-eyed children as they are looking at the fire truck and inspecting the fire truck. But in Genoa, Texas, the Volunteer Fire Department, they're a suburb of Houston. It's not enough just sit around and play checkers in the firehouse, and it's not enough just to polish the brass on the truck and entertain children that's looking at the truck. That's not quite enough. In the past 3 years, 8 bored Genoa firemen have set about 40 fires in abandoned buildings and grass fields. As soon as the blazes were going, the arsonists would dash back to the firehouse, rush off to put out their own fire. They were quite busy with putting out their own fires until they made the mistake of setting fire to a barn that was owned by the brother of the Houston Fire Department official. So an investigation was done, and the investigation led to the Genoa firehouse, where the over-eager firefighters were exposed. One firefighter explained it this way: "We'd hang around the station on the night shift without a thing to do. We just wanted to get the red light flashing and the bells ringing." So they'd go out and set their own fires so they could have something to do. Wow. You ever been bored? You ever been bored? How many of you know what the doldrums are? The doldrums. Nothing was so feared by seamen in the days of ocean vessels when they were driven by the wind, when their sail would come across what they called the doldrums. The doldrums is a part of the ocean near the equator where the winds become a little bit baffling, a little bit different. There the weather is extremely hot, and men and sailors would quickly become frustrated and tired. The old sailing vessels, when caught in the doldrums, I'll get my tongue working right here in a minute, would lie helpless for days, even weeks, waiting for wind to begin to blow. Those sailors laying around on their vessel became known as the doldrums. Ever, you've probably talked about the doldrums in your life, never knowing where that came from. Now you know. Here's another fact. The longest continuous yawning was reported by a 15-year-old girl in 1888. She yawned continuously for 5 weeks. She yawned continuously for 5 weeks. I'm looking around to see how many people's yawning right now. Because I saw about 5 of you right there. When I just tell that little story, you start yawning. What's the deal? Yeah. How many of you yawn? Be honest. No, don't worry about it. Bored. Do you know that the word boredom was not even in the English language until the late 1800s? They say there's really no, it's not even derived from any other word. They say if you go back and you look in other languages, there's no word for boredom. Have you ever been to a foreign country? Do you ever wonder why they can sit around and wait patiently for something? They don't get in a hurry. They don't get anxious. They're like, you come to America, man, and I'll tell you what, if somebody has to wait 5 minutes, it's like, you know, if you have to wait in the line at the fast food restaurant, you're looking out the window, you're wondering, what's going on up there? This is supposed to be fast food. What's the problem? Man, I'll tell you what, we have invented boredom. There's a lot of people that have become bored with life. I know I talked to the church about it last night, but if I'd like to, I'd like to talk to an individual this morning about boredom. You've got bored with life. Seems like life is no longer the joy and the excitement that you once used to know. Seems like now life has just become a drudgery. It's something that you just push through. There's no excitement. There's nothing that you rejoice in. There's nothing for you to be happy about. Well, can I tell you, maybe you're experiencing some boredom in your life today. Amen. But I want you to know that through Jesus Christ, you can have life and have life more abundantly. Amen. Sometimes we go through times when it seems like we do not have the energy or the strength or the desire, amen, to go on with the way things are in our life any longer. Amen. But I believe that the Lord would like for you to have the joy of life. Amen. Isaiah chapter 40 and verse 31. But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. Amen. I believe it's the desire of God. Amen. Not for us to be weary. Amen. Not for us to be down in the doldrums, if you would. Amen. But it's a time for us to excel. Amen. And to be enjoying life in Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Amen. You need to make a change in your life. Amen. You're tired of it the way it is. Amen. I've seen people. It just seemed like they were just bored with life. You say, Brother Brim, where do you come up with these thoughts and these ideas? I'm going to tell you today. Last weekend, I met a man for the first time. All right? And when I saw him, you know what he was doing? He was slouching down in a chair. Yeah. Every time I saw him, he was slouched down. He came to church. I looked back. He was as bored as you could get. He was so bored with life, and I was like, my, come on. Isn't there something to get it to wake up for? Isn't there something to rally yourself, pull yourself together, amen, and say, man, you know what? I get to go to church today. What David said, I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. Amen. I was glad. Amen. You ought to be glad about something. Amen. There ought to be some kind of a joy that's in your heart about living and about life. You say, Brother Brim, I've got so many troubles, so many heartaches. Amen. Listen, don't let it get you down. Amen. But say, Lord, I'm thankful and I'm grateful, Lord God, that I can live this life today. Amen. I want to give you a few ideas on your bored life. On your bored life. You know, sometimes boredom. Boredom. Hey man, you need to change your place. You need to change your place. David said, I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. Man, I'm not going to stay where I'm at. I'm not going to stay in the place where I'm at, but Lord, I'm going to come closer to you. Man, if you're bored today with your life, can I encourage you? Man, why not try to draw closer to the Lord? Change your location a little bit. Hey man, maybe you're bored with things in your life. I'm not telling you to sell your house and buy another house, not telling you to sell your car, buy another car. That's not the answer. But can I tell you, why not draw closer to the Lord? Hey man, why not seek the Lord? Why not find what the Lord has for you? Hey man, because when you come close to God, hey man, you will find that you will find the blessings of God in your life. Hey man, that will replace all the boredom, hey man, that you feel and all the discouragement and all the dissatisfaction that you feel with your life right now. Draw closer to God. Draw closer to God. Amen. You know, there's sometimes people, the answer is the same for a lot of people's problems. Yeah, because the problem is we focus so much on our dissatisfaction. There's one thing that you will be satisfied with, and that is God. Amen. The Lord has never disappointed me. I've never got tired of serving God. I've never got to the point where I wanted to give up. Amen. But if you feel like your life is just a boredom and the doldrums, draw closer to God. Amen. We're living in a world now where people are so bored. Amen. They're so bored with this and that. You know, some people that we know, they got a divorce. Why? Why? Just tired of being married. Just got tired of being married. Tired of being married. What? You know what? It's boredom. Amen. Listen, if you seek after the Lord, amen, and seek after God and draw closer to the Lord, amen, you don't get sad and dissatisfied with all the other things of your life. Amen. Draw nearer to God. Change your place. Change your place. Amen. We live in a day where everybody wants to change their face. Yeah. Well, man, if you're thinking about getting, you know, plastic surgery done, you ought to search the web a little bit. You ought to check into that. Don't always work for people. You know that? Don't always work for that. There's some people, I mean, you can tell they're bored with life because they got up in the morning and they started working on their face. They started painting their face. And it was a good thing they eventually ran out of paint, because I'm telling you what, they were making it worse by the moment. Yeah, the more paint they put on it. Wow. Let me tell you, that's not where satisfaction comes from. That's not what gives you peace in life. Hey man, you look in the mirror and say, I'm bored with my, man, I tell you, I was getting a haircut the other day, and there is a lady there that she gives haircut as short as mine and shorter. And when she walked out, they told me she was 70-something years old. And her hair was some really weird color that was like, I'm thinking, you know what? That's somebody that's bored with life. Don't have anything else to do, but man, can you cut it one more time? Give me another hairstyle. Give me another face. Give me something different. Listen, that's not the answer in life. Amen. It's not changing your hairstyle. Amen. That satisfies and that'll relieve you of the doldrums. Amen. It's not changing what your face looks like. Amen. That will relieve you of the doldrums. Amen. But draw near to the Lord. Amen. Delight in God. Amen. Delight in the presence of the Lord. Amen. There you'll find the joy of life and the satisfaction of life. Amen. It's not changing your face. Hallelujah. Amen. Hope in God. Amen. When you put your hope in the Lord, it creates happiness. It creates joy. Amen. Tell you something else that'll be good for you. Amen. It's change your pace. The Bible says the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord. The steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord. Amen. You know what? Start walking in the way of God. Amen. Start walking to please God. Change your direction. Change the way that you're going in your life. Amen. You'll find that it'll bring peace to your life again. Amen. You'll find the delight of the Lord in your life when you're walking in a way to please God. Amen. Don't try to delight yourself in all the pleasures of the world, but delight yourself in the Lord. Amen. Direct your footsteps towards Him. Amen. Change your direction. Change your pace. Amen. And make yourself make your way to God. Amen. It makes a big difference in your life. Amen. Seek the Lord. Amen. Change your pace. You know, how many of you like things to go real slow? Real slow. Man, not me. I don't like for it to be real slow. I've never been diagnosed, but maybe I have some ADD issues or something. I don't know. But you know, when things get going too slow, it starts, right? Jay, when Mr. Collins just gets going too slow, right? It's hard. It's like, oh my goodness. Come on. your mind goes off onto something else. You start thinking about it, you get bored, and sometimes you need to change your pace. And sometimes you need to change your direction. Walk to God. Amen. One other thing. Amen. Maybe you need a change of grace. There's something about the grace of God. Amen. That brings joy into my life every day. 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 8 says, "And God is able to make all grace abound to you." And I tell you, the grace of God. Many Christians get bored with life because they have not been accepting and finding the grace of God in their life. You know, God's a gracious God. He's a good God. He's a good God. Amen. His blessings are bountiful. His faithfulness is new every morning. His mercy is abundant in our life. Amen. He's constantly showering our life with goodness and grace. Amen. We ought to be looking for it. You ought to be looking for it. Hallelujah. You know, when we lived in Ohio, we had the opportunity to be close to the Last Chance store. Last Chance store was the Goodwill outlet store. It's where they bought their junk and they threw it in bins, and you could look through it. And then after they was done, it went in the trash. They got rid of it. It was destroyed. It was gone. That's why it was called the Last Chance store. It was the last chance. It was the last chance. And you know what? There was times that we lived close by, and honestly, I would go by there, just drop in about once a day. I said, really? Yes. It just came a little bit of a hobby for me, and I'd drop in there and just look and see what they'd get. And there's times I'd walk through there, and there'd be nothing. There would be nothing. Nothing. I'd go back the next day, there would be nothing. But then they'd go back one day, and there you would find a treasure. Wow. Hey, man, I remember one day, Brother Chris, I was digging through those books, and I found this book, and I knew this was worth some money. I kept digging a little more. I found another. You know what? Hey, man, I found six of them. Hey, man, I sold one of them on eBay for over $300, all six of them for almost $700. Hey, man, you know what? Hey, man, I couldn't wait to get back to the Last Chance store the next day. I couldn't wait to get back. There was something. You know what? I mean, I wasn't, you know, I know. She said, man, I'm waiting around for them to bring out those new bins of book and put them out here. It's boring. No, it's not. I can't wait. Listen, the grace of God and the goodness of God, they are new every morning in my life. I can't wait for tomorrow to see what God's going to do in my life and see the grace of God. See how God's going to bless my life again tomorrow. Amen. Because God is faithful and he's always good. I've never been disappointed in my God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Let me tell you, the Glass Chance store was dirty. It was wise to wear gloves. It was filthy dirty. Guess what? They didn't have no air conditioning. And in the summer, it was always hot. And you know what? It was always crowded. And there was a lot of rude people around. But that was all right. They didn't discourage me. Hey, man, I was glad to be there. Especially when I find a good deal and I find something. Hey, man, I'd say, whoa, this is awesome. Listen, the Lord is good. I know, hey, man, that you're going to have your trial. I know you may have sickness. I know you may have discouraging days. Hey, man, but guess what? Tomorrow, hey, man, the Lord can pour his grace out upon your life and the goodness of God come down upon our life today. Hey, man, that's why I love serving God. Hallelujah. Amen. The grace of God. Grace of God. Bring it on, Lord. Bring it on, Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. Trusting God has never been boring. It's been exciting a lot of times. Hallelujah. But trusting God. Putting your faith in God. Sometimes you say, that's boring. No, it's not. It's exciting. Amen. Because you know what? I wake up in the day. I say, Lord, what are you going to do today? What are you going to do today, Lord? Hey, man, you know what? Today may be the day that your loved ones get saved. Wouldn't that be exciting? It could happen today. Hey, man, God could. This could be the day that God would heal your body. Hey, man, guess what? It could happen today. That's pretty exciting. Hey, man, I live with that hope and that joy. Hey, man, of knowing that any day God can move in my life. How can I get bored with that? Hallelujah. Church is boring. No, it's not. No, it's not. Because you know what? I believe that every service is a service God could do something extraordinary. Amen. Every service is a service that God can move and do something wonderful in my life. Amen. You say serving God is dull and it's the doldrums. No way. No way. Hallelujah. Amen. I've heard people in the world say, man, you don't know what fun is. You don't know what fun is. So I guess fun is going to the same place every Friday night and getting drunk out of your mind. Right? I guess being fun, what your definition of fun is going out and doing some kind of sinful act, amen, that brings pain and hurt and discouragement into your life. Amen, I guess your idea of fun is going and gambling away all of your money or drinking away all of your money until you're broke and you don't have anything. Amen, and you've lost everything that you've got. I guess that is fun. Listen, I'd much rather, amen, serve God because I find, amen, serving my God is exciting. Amen, when I have a need in my life, I don't know how God's going to move. I don't know how God's going to meet it. I don't know how God's going to answer my prayer. Amen. But I know he's faithful and I know he'll come through for me. Amen. I'm just waiting for the next moment. Amen. That God pours his grace out on my life. I'm just waiting for another time. Amen. For God to shine down upon my life. Amen. And to bless me. It happens. Hallelujah. Amen. I don't know about tomorrow. I don't know. Amen. But I'll tell you what, serving God, you know that God is going to do it. Hallelujah. We had a friend of ours, he'd always testify, and he'd always say, God comes out of left field. That don't mean that God was the left fielder. But what it means is he always comes out of the most unusual area of your life. Where you're not expecting God, that's where God shows up. Amen. When you're not expecting God to move, that's where God is. Amen. But you know what? I've served God long enough. Amen. But now I'm starting to look, Lord, where are you going to come from? I know you're going to be there. I know you're going to answer. I know you're going to come through. God, I just don't know where it's going to happen. I don't know when it's going to happen. I don't know how it's going to happen. But God, I know you're going to do it. Amen. And how can I get bored serving God? Amen. Looking for the next blessing of God's grace in my life. Hallelujah. God's good. Hallelujah. 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 I'm not bored today. I'm not bored. I'm not in the doldrums. Are you? If you are, maybe you need to change. Maybe you need to change. Maybe you need to change, amen, your place. Maybe you need to draw closer to God. Maybe you need to change your pace. Maybe you need to start walking with God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Maybe you need a change of God's grace. Let God's grace be poured out upon you in your life. There's no need to get bored. Amen. You say, I'm so dissatisfied. So dissatisfied. Hallelujah. Praise God. Would you stand with me? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You know what? I could kind of understand the Genoa Fire Department setting their own fire. Because you know what? There's some people, you need to do something. You just can't sit there waiting for something to come into your life. But why don't you make something happen today? Oh, seek the Amen. Lord. Why don't you make something happen? Yes. Yeah. You want some excitement in your life? Why don't you give your life to the Lord?
That's it.
You'll find excitement.
Amen.
Hallelujah. You want something that'll give... Yeah, have you ever seen into somebody that got saved for the first time? You ever see the excitement that comes into their life?
Right.
You ever see, man, they get so excited? You was thinking they was number one Amway salesperson. I mean, they was telling everybody and everybody they met, they was telling about what the Lord did for them. Hey, man, they was calling all their friends they hadn't talked to in months. They was calling up, telling, guess what the Lord did for me? Guess what happened to me? I went to church and the roof didn't even fall in. And I gave my life to the Lord and he saved me and he changed me. I'm so excited about what God's doing. Man, they begin to share with everybody.
Hallelujah.
That's right. You ever see a new convert come to church?
No
way. Boy, they're up front. They got their arms going. They don't even know the words of the song. They're looking in the songbook trying to, you know, doing that. They're trying to find, they don't even know how to read a songbook. Amen. But they're all into it. Why? Because they've given their life to the Lord. They're excited. It's not boring serving God. Not boring serving God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh man, I'm telling you. Amen. If you're bored with your life, amen, why not try a new one? Amen. Why not try serving God and give your life to the Lord? Hallelujah. I've never been sorry. Amen. That I trusted his name. Every moment I find him. Amen. Exactly the same. Hallelujah. What a wonderful God. What a wonderful Savior. Amen. Praise God. How many of you can tell me, amen, that the grace of God in your life? Can you lift your hand? Amen. God's grace in your life. How exciting it is. Amen. To know the grace of God. Experience the grace of God in your life. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 God, praise God. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise God, praise God. Amen. Sing it, Sister Ruth, if you would.
I've never been sorry that I trusted his name. Every moment I find him exactly the same. My soul has been singing.
Amen. Maybe you'd like to change some things in your life today. Amen. Why not make your way to an altar right now? Amen. Why not come with the church right now? Find your place at an altar and ask God to work in your life. Amen. Say, God, I'm tired of it being like this, Lord. God, I'm ready for it to change. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Church, would you come with us today?
Amen.